Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Tommy Sotomayor. This is a message to the loyal following out there. You know and I know there's nothing better than a nice, well-dressed man in a suit. Now, with the budgets being as tight as they are, a lot of people cannot afford a nice suit. Well, that's untrue because my friends at CustomSuitShop.com have made the custom suit available and affordable for all price ranges and all budgets. That's right. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. They believe that they're witnessing the return of the elegant gentleman and they are dressing up again. They want clothing that fits right and is comfortable and looks great and makes a value statement. That's what my man Louis Morgan of CustomSuitShop.com wants everyone to know. See, what they can do is they can come to your home, perform 20 key measurements, and then hook you up with a custom suit. You know people getting tired of wearing suits off the rack. Not saying there's nothing wrong with suits off the rack, but how would you like to have a custom suit made to fit you, the way your body contours, the way you move? That's what you can get at the Custom Suit Shop. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. There are three locations. They have one in Marietta at 1395 South Marietta Parkway, Building 100. One in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, South Towers. Then they have another one in Birmingham, Alabama. That's right. Three locations where you can get your custom suit made. So go to CustomSuitShop.com and make sure that you mention Tommy Sotomayor sent you. CustomSuitShop.com, where with prices like these, you can't afford not to look good. Just log on at CustomSuitShop.com. That's CustomSuitShop.com. And call at 404-869-3113 if you're in the Atlanta area. If you're in the Birmingham area, call it 205-541-9469. And if you're in the Charlotte area, call 704-552-3690 and tell them your World My View sent you.
If you're looking for the best all-natural health products, including natural hair products, visit DHealthStore.com, the home of the famous herbalist Tahuti Ma'at Ra. D Health Store offers you over 2,000 products at unbelievably low and affordable prices every day of the week. The products are all natural, vegan, contains no preservatives, no fillers, no binders, and the herbs are organic and wild harvested herbs. The quality of their products are unmatched. DHealthStore.com offers you great products, low prices, excellent customer service, and fast shipping. To get the best for less, visit DHealthStore.com or call toll-free at 888-823-9416. That's 888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com. Go to DHealthStore.com and tell them Tommy Sotomayor sent you.
And now, back to the man who loves all of his fans, except the ones playing hard to get. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. All right, I'm going to give you guys a few more minutes. If you got a problem, call in, say something. The number's 347-989-8310. Because of the board was screwing up, I'm going to give you guys who all got a problem to call in. Somebody said answer this crazy-ass number. You said answer 01787. What the fuck kind of number is that? That number's not on here. Whoa. Press one. Press one. Now press it again. There it is. Well, hello, sir.
I'm on the line.
Yes, you are. That's a wild number. Where are you calling me from?
From England. This is Stuart from England.
Do it. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, you know how you say you slap the bitch out of yourself in the morning? I think you should slap it harder. Right?
You said it's morning time. I need to go ahead and slap it out.
Yeah, because listen, the problem you're having with all these people is because you respond to them, yeah? That's the issue. So
yes.
You're just giving, they feel they're getting to you. Like, what was that woman, Renee or whatever? The only reason she called in, she probably thinks she's like one. You know, she thinks she's got you riled up or whatever.
Yes.
So my thing to you is, you need to slap a bit harder in the morning, mate.
You know what? I agree with y'all. Every time y'all say something that makes sense, I can't get mad at it. I promise you I can't. Have you noticed I don't argue with people when they write, even if what they write about is me?
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, like, people are crazy in that. They don't have these problems because they don't answer to these people. I think that's your biggest problem.
Someone
was saying earlier on that you get, like, emotional, and it is kind of true. People, like, know if they say something to you, you're going to say something back, and that's why they do it.
Well, let me ask you something. You said, and when people do this, I always say this, and I don't like to have a pissing contest. But when people say, well, you know, people like a queasy don't respond like you do or so-and-so, these people are not trying to be funny, but they're not even close to my size.
I understand that.
I'm not
true.
Trying to be funny because I'm cool with it.
No, it's true,
he's
true.
He's not even close to my size. The videos he put up of us around in the street will help him get views. I haven't put those videos up. On my side that I recorded, I haven't even put them up. I haven't dealt with one person that when I put their video up, it's going to make me get a bunch of hits. I'm just saying. Think about it. I haven't dealt with one person who if I put their video up, if I say, hey, me and them are doing stuff together. Like when I did something with Monty, that made people look at Monty. It didn't make people look at me.
That was actually funny. I don't like Monty, but... Yeah, I thought that
video. It was funny. Like, by the time it got flagged down, that thing was at like 26,000 views. And they
it got flagged down
channel.
Before?
They flagged the channel down.
Oh, good.
Whole channel gone. I lost like 5 channels in a week.
Oh, man, that was a killer video, though. I had to admit.
I'm going to put all that stuff back up, but I needed somebody to work with me that can put all this stuff up for me. Because I can't keep doing that. Like, one of my best videos is gone. At least... I've had channels that's going. I'm going to try my best to get to meet with YouTube while I'm out here and see if they can bring my stuff back. But I feel what you're saying, but them dudes don't have to deal with the hate and the visceral of what I have to deal with. They don't. Nobody fucks with them like that. I mean, who's dropped the queasies?
I mean, like with the Tariq stuff, when I used to watch his stuff, I stopped following him now, but you could tell people were sort of like... The people in the chat room and that were, like, sort of poking him. And he basically said what he said because people who listened to his show basically pushed him into it. That's the way I see it.
Yes.
Because all the time people were saying, oh, why wasn't Tommy on the Goon Train, blah, 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 blah.
And they was always doing it. Let me tell you something. Tariq fell for it. I didn't.
Mm.
Every time they would tell me some stuff to try to get some beef in between me and Tariq, I would always say something publicly, be like, no. So even though I could feel that he didn't like me, and that was fine. But I didn't want to stop his money. I didn't have no problem with that dude. Even the fact that people got mad that I said, what I would like to see in a Hidden Colors 4 is basically that we talk about what, if one of the Hidden Colors is the fact that Black's history has been erased by what now is considered Jewish history, is Israelites, but that's Black history.
the other thing with Tariq is, I've watched The Hidden Colors. Yeah, they're good, but it's just talking about stuff in the past. There's not too much stuff, you know, for the future. And you were saying about the Jews, they were involved in the slave trade. the Muslims were the probably the worst.
They
used to ship people across the Sahara Desert. Most of the people died. And then when the black men got to the Arab countries, they'd fucking cut their balls off and stuff so they wouldn't, wouldn't procreate and stuff. The
and
Arab slave trade was far worse.
But think about it. Why is it that we got a couple of people, you just said it, the Jews and the Arabs, that had something to do with this, but we're afraid to say it? Why?
Everyone's afraid to say anything about the Jews because they've got the media behind them. They control the media, and that's what it is.
And then somebody asked, if you got a, if you thought Tyrese should have said it, then why don't you say it in your movie? I said, I say it in videos every day. I don't hide from it. You name one video he's ever said it in.
I mean, I think the Jews are like a massive problem for black people because think of all the, because a lot of them are like agents and record companies and stuff like that. They're ripping black people off all the time, all the fucking time. How many black stars have you heard from like the 60s or whatever and you see them, they died like poor or whatever? That's because they got ripped off by these Jewish
Look at Eazy-E. Look at everything that happened to everybody that was on Ruthless Records. But the Jerry Heller ain't broke.
Yeah,
look at what
exactly.
happened to everybody that was on Death Row. But Jimmy Iovine ain't broke.
Exactly. And people, but see, this is why it's good that we've got this internet and people like you can say stuff that don't have to answer to sponsors or whatever. Because the news media can't save it because they're owned by Jews, you know?
Exactly. You know,
if you say anything about Jewish people, oh, it's anti-Semitic, 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 and then you get in trouble.
And this is what, look, I'm not going around jumping on them. I'm not saying nothing bad about them. I don't know them like that. The only thing I know is history. And they shouldn't get mad at me for saying history because they don't, you know, who gets mad at them when they talk about what
No, they'll just say you're anti-Semitic and... That because what happened with the Holocaust and that, that will wipe, they basically they're immune from any criticism at the moment.
Well, my
it's
thing
true.
Is, any of them that have a problem with me, I'll tell them, I'm only talking about history. And if you have a problem with history, then maybe you need to leave the Germans alone.
Look what happened with Public Enemy when Professor Griff came out and said stuff about the Jews. It was like, oh, anti-Semitic. You know?
Yeah, and I was even shocked that, now apparently I can't say this either, but I was shocked that Chuck D reprimanded him.
Yeah, but because,
so
you know, he's in the music business.
So you talk about white people every day, but you said something about them, then the leader of your group is going to reprimand them? That's why I tell y'all, a lot of this stuff is phony. You can't sit up there and be Mr. I hate white people and think that that's okay if for some reason nothing happens to you. Ask yourself, if you claim you hate white people all day and nothing ever happens to you, it's a farce.
And there's far more white people than Jews. It's just crazy.
Exactly. It's a farce. It's a farce that you could be Mr.
Another thing is like the liberals.
All day. The man all day. But you say something about this group, and the person that's talking about the man all day says, hey, we need to apologize.
Another thing is like black people need to like, I don't know how they're going to do it, but they need to split their vote 50-50 for... the liberals and the Democrats and the Republicans, because people are always crying about the Republicans, but they're not going to do anything for you if you don't vote for them. You might not totally agree with their political things, but if they know they can get your votes, they'll fucking listen to you. The liberals won't listen to you because they know they already got your vote, so they're not going to change anything.
Listen,
you know?
Brother, I've said that on several shows. Let me tell you something. I could talk to you all night, but I'm going to try to let everybody else get in here. You hit it now.
Can I just say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Quickly. Like, when I first heard you, I thought, man, this guy's going really hard on black women. But I've come to realize that you need to go hard on black women because they're the only ones that can change the black community. Because they're the ones raising the kids because 70% of children are born out of wedlock.
Somebody finally got it.
You can't be nice to them. We've been nice to these like women all the time, and it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not done anything. They need to like be told like what you're doing is wrong. How you're raising your kids are wrong. sleeping around with these random guys that are not going to take care of your kids. The only way we can change the black community is bring back the black family, and women have to do it because they have to pick the right men. Anyway, I'm going to go and let you go because I know you're short on time.
Thank you, brother. Hey, y'all, listen to that. That's a man across the pond. Brother, listen to how much knowledge is, brother. Now, somebody asked a question and said, am I saying that Chuck D is a phony? I'm not saying anything. Let me ask, you know what I'm tired of? This is why black folks will never get nowhere. White folks can speak and somebody not question them after they speak. If you spoke a fact, you take the fact and deal with it how you want to. Don't ask no stupid-ass question afterwards. If I tell you, you know, I just saw Mike sucking a dick. What are you going to write in the chat room? So are you saying Mike is gay? Oh, my God. You niggas are stupid. There's a problem with you niggas. I just saw Mike take $20 from that cash register over there. So are you saying that he's a thief? Mr. 706, press 1. Please, guys, if you have a problem with me, let me know. But if you're on the line and you want to talk to me, you got to press 1. If you don't press 1, I won't know. Yared, I'm not implying anything. If you don't get it, then you don't get it. Got it? Stop trying to say I'm implying something. I said what the fuck I had to say. I said the man can sit around and say whitey this, white folks that, white folks this. When somebody said something about the Jews, he said we need to apologize. Well, if you have to apologize to the Jews, you should have to apologize to whitey too for calling them whitey. Should you not? That's common sense. You ain't seen me sitting around talking about one group like a fucking dog, and then the next group I apologize to them. Go ahead. Tell me when I've done that. Come on, tell me when. Let me tell you something. What would be disingenuous? I think it'd be disingenuous. I sit up here and say all kind of shit about black women. That's okay. I say something about some. I put up a video about some gays. They come at me and I'm like, I'm sorry. Yared, I'm cool with you, sir. This is you niggas' problem. You either have to agree with everything somebody say, or you have to bomb them. I don't know what makes the man do what he did, but I'm not going to throw out everything that he's done because I don't agree with one thing. So when you ask me why am I still cool, because my best friend, I can tell him I don't like his decision. That's what makes him my best friend. Maybe you Negroes will learn that's what makes men men, because they don't agree with each other all the damn time, and they can still have a beer and a drink. Y'all niggas are stupid. So why are you still cool with him? Because I still listen to Public Enemy. Because I still like some of what he says. I'm sure there's some shit that I say that he don't agree with. You think I'm going to go beat him up because he tell y'all, you know, when Tommy said that with that white bitch on his arm, he got that white bitch on his arm. When he did that, I didn't enjoy that. I didn't like that. Fuck you, Chuck D. That's what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to just be pissed at him for saying this. My God, there's several things that I do that hopefully a lot of y'all in the group don't agree with. The nigga called the show and said, I'm tired of you addressing people who you don't know. Did I say, fuck you, nigga? Why do you listen then? Come on, y'all. Jesus Christ. 706 want to talk to me. There's two 706s, so I'm going to go to both of them. I'm going to go to all y'all. Please be quick. Caller, who are you?
Yo, what's going on, Tommy?
What's up?
Yeah, brother. First of all, I'd like to say I appreciate everything you're doing. Keep your movement going on and keep it strong, brother. Cause you know,
all right, what's your name? What's your name so I can write it in here?
My name's Terrence.
All right, Terrence, what's
your name? That's my real name, and I don't give a damn if anybody come looking for me. They already know what time it is. But anyway.
Right. Well, did you have an issue?
No, brother, I just got in the show late. I didn't even know it was on, because last time I called you, I tried to get into the show, but it got late, so I had to dip on out. But anyway, I'm going to make this short, but I'm going to make it strong at the same time. Anyway, brother, what I want to talk about, because I don't know what the show about tonight, because I just dipped in. I want to talk about the people who are out there in these so-called different communities. And I'm talking about black people. I'm not talking about any other race. Because black people seem to be the people we beat up on each other. When something good come along, we so trained that we will beat up on each other even though it's good. And that's why I applaud you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing and keep your head on straight like you were doing things. Because there's going to be a lot of enemies that you're going to have. Don't let that deter you from what you are doing. And this is a positive message for you, Brother Tommy. This is a positive message. And you have people that's backing you that you may not even know about. There's people who are backing you that can't get in touch with you like they want to. But that's for someone else to come in and set up venues so we can get this message across. Should nobody be hating on what you're doing. Period, especially if you black.
Well, this guy sent me a message. They call him Saint Sabina from up in Inglewood. He sent me a message, and he said, let me tell you something, brother. He said, everything you're going through was prophesied from the Bible. I'll tell you, he made my day that day because I was feeling really bad. But he sent me, like, five different scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the scriptures were talking about how when you're doing right, people will fuck with you. That's literally what they each were saying. They were like, one of them was the man came to help his people, and they hated him for it.
Mm-hmm.
And his own people hated him for it.
Right. That sounds just like the Christ story. And you know what get me mad with anger with my own people, black people, so much is that we ask and look for a savior. But when that savior come, we don't know how to recognize who that person is. That's the problem, because people looking at it as that particular savior coming in at a certain way based on what they like to hear. But a savior comes in and explains stuff and say stuff that you don't want to hear because you're so comfortable in your lifestyle that you don't want to give it up. You want to give it up.
See what I'm saying?
Like, and
right,
that's why I say, brother.
Jojo just wrote in the chat room, you've been cooning for 6 years.
Mm.
Who just writes something like that at 4:30 in the morning? 4:30 in the morning.
Why would you even be up anyway, even making any type of comments? Your ass should be asleep.
Tariq fans and Jason Black fans are the most dedicated dummies on earth. They ain't doing none of it. I want you to think about it. You talked about black folks. These black folks aren't doing shit for black people, but they fucking with a black dude. And imagine if Jason Black could get some black people together to just donate to these people. If Tyreek could get the same amount of black people he got to sit and watch his dumbass coon video, if he could have got each one of them to donate a dollar in the process. This is what Tyreek could have done. Let me tell you, Tyreek was down for the community. He should have said, everybody who watches my video, make sure you donate a dollar, and we're going to give this money to the family of Mike Brown.
Brother, you say stuff over and over again, but you have knuckleheads who don't want to hear nothing you got to say, brother. Now, if you was on YouTube or the live stream, talking about some crazy shit about the latest dances, about the latest wear that women can wear, everybody, you'll get support from our people unbelievably. But since you're going against the grain,
yep,
and you were actually giving facts, that's what the problem come in is because you were going against the grain, brother.
You know, if
that's
I was
not
telling
a, you're not trying to satisfy anybody. See, that's our problem.
I don't have anybody.
Black people want to be satisfied. If that's the point, man, we might want to buy a whole bunch of goddamn, excuse my language for people who are listening, buy a whole bunch of pacifiers to pacify every goddamn body. We ain't got time for that.
And the sad part is, you're right. And I want to tell you, thank you, Terrence, for calling. I'm trying to get to the rest of these people because I got to.
Yeah, brother, go ahead. Most definitely.
Thank you. I like that call. Look, guys, at the end of the day, we are dealing with an issue of where you can break it down to whatever you want. Call me a coon, call me whatever. At the end of the day, I'm a dude that gives an opinion. And there's no way I should be getting stalked the way I'm getting stalked. There's no way. There's no way that Tyreek should have done all the shit that he did to make this motherfucking, he bought a puppet. There's no reason for it. No matter who tells you they don't like me, there's no reason for what is going on. And you cannot find one of them who's been doing it and who's been able to call my show tonight and say their reason. Again, if you're on the line and you press 1, right now I need you to only be the people who have a problem with me. If you have a problem with me, that when I answer the phone, tell me your problem. I've been asking that for a few hours now. I love the fact that you guys are showing me love, but do me a favor, show me love by going and click that donate button. Right now, I just want to talk to people who have an issue with me. 910-375, what's your issue?
Hello?
Hey, what's your issue?
All right. Okay, I kind of have a problem with you.
What's that?
You said you're going through depression in the Robin Williams video and you thought about suicide?
Not recently, but yes.
Okay. Well, you're like, I mean, I didn't want to do this because you just made that announcement. I've been waiting for like 30 minutes, so you're like modern-day Malcolm X, man, but you're like better than him. And I'm 15 years old, and I'm white. I think you're like the best person ever.
But that's not an issue. I was trying to figure out what's your issue with me, though.
Well, I don't want you to commit suicide.
I'm not going to commit suicide. I was saying that I'm talking about people who's dealing with depression.
Like,
I was trying to
I don't want you to let the people get to you. Like that Renee bitch didn't like, she didn't deserve the attention she was getting. I don't understand why you gave her that attention.
Well, because I asked them to call in tonight, and if they had a problem, I should have cut her out early, and I should have not let her call back. I hope that at the end of the day, when I let people see how ridiculous the followers of these other people are, that it will change some of the people that even follow them. To be perfectly honest,
yeah.
I keep hoping, I'm like, if they will, you may hate me, but you don't have to follow the opposite of me. That's our problem. As black people, our problem is because we hate the Republicans, we follow the Democrats. You can hate them both. You can dislike two people who are doing you wrong. Just because your current boyfriend is doing you bad don't mean you got to go back to your ex. There's another man out there. Just because you don't like Tommy on YouTube, there's another guy that has a better message than me and the phony. And I wish more people would say, if you don't like one, you don't have to go to the other one. We keep creating because America does it. It creates a good and an evil, a bad and a good, a right and a wrong. And that's the problem, because nobody wants to talk about the gray areas. If we don't want to talk about the gray areas, the places where we all fail, anybody that talks to you from a position of I'm right and you're wrong, you should fear that person. Anybody that talks to you from a position of I do everything right, I'm the pimp, I never have any issues, y'all the only people with issues, you should have a problem with that person. You got to understand, Philip Seymour Hoffman, we thought that dude had the best life ever. He overdosed. We look at Robin Williams. That was my point in talking about me, to let you know, whatever you're going through, I'm going through it. Don't look at me. Don't look at anybody else and think that they got shit together. And people who tell you they got shit together, beware of them, because they don't. We need to quit talking down to the people who listen to us. We need to quit saying, I got it right, you don't. No, I got problems too. We all got problems, no matter what it is. That's why it's funny to listen to this man that Tyreek, when he says he's got a struggle mansion. Everybody who has common sense would have listened to that dude and straight up turned off from them, because they should have said, hold on a minute. If you call where he live a struggle mansion, and I'm a fan of yours, I don't live nowhere near as nice as that, so what do you call where I live? When he said that I dick ride people by taking pictures with them, so what does that mean if you go up to him and try to take a picture with Tyreek? Wouldn't that make you a dick rider? Everything Tyreek said, from a logical standpoint, if you're a fan and you're listening, you should say, I'm no longer a fan of this dude. Everything he said just makes no sense. He literally is talking about you and talking crap.
All right, Tommy, I love you, man.
All right, thank you, man, for talking to me. Let me go to the next phone caller. Listen, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say about me. Say whatever you say about me. You can't say I don't use logic. Tyreek can't tell y'all a logical good reason why y'all shouldn't like me. Jason Black cannot tell you a logical good reason why you should stalk me and tell me you're going to beat my ass. All I'm telling you is this dude is an open hypocrite, and you heard him. What the hell is a struggle mansion? This nigga, this fuckboy, this nigga, he said, and then I kept walking in the same room. I went from the bedroom to a bathroom, then a bedroom to a bathroom, and I was like, damn, this is a lot of room. But then guess what? This fuckboy had a struggle mansion, a one-bedroom mansion. I got lost in a one-bedroom mansion, fuckboy, moist. He had shimmering lotion. I had a bitch there when you came, nigga, and a bitch that left before she came. Nigga, you just mad because you didn't have it like that. Nigga. Feelings ought to be hurt. 757-827-827. You on the line. What's happening?
Oh, hello. This is Debbie. Hello, Tommy. I just disagree with two of your videos, one with the poetry girl and the other one with
the fat.
Prom queen.
All right, what was your issue with the poetry girl?
You said
is there something wrong with your phone? Your phone is really low.
Yeah, I'm echoing.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but your phone is like really low. Are you like trying to record me or something?
No. Hello, is that better now?
Yes, it's better. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, like you said with the poetry girl, like she was like a trained monkey, like anyone can do that, and everyone can, you know, have that talent like she had.
What poetry girl did I call a trained monkey? Because I don't call black people monkeys.
No, you didn't call her a trained monkey. You would say what she was doing was like a trained monkey. It was the one she said a woman shouldn't be into their looks, and you were saying she was a hypocrite because she was wearing makeup and had her hair done. And I said that doesn't take away from her message because you said she had European Barbie makeup, but to me it was natural makeup. And just because someone was groomed doesn't take away from their message saying women shouldn't be obsessed about their looks.
But it's hypocritical. That's like I say men shouldn't be obsessed with my look. Hence, I haven't shaved and haven't combed or cut my hair. It would make sense if I said it. But how am I set up here with a GQ haircut, GQ clothes, and saying men shouldn't be obsessed with their looks? That is a hypocrite. That is being hypocritical.
Now, to me, it wasn't over the top. To me, it was just plain grooming.
No. You can't. Listen, I don't like when people do levels. It's just people do the same thing when women say, well, I got two kids by two different men, but this bitch got three kids by three different men. You know what I mean? Like, it's not fair at that point.
Well, no, I see it differently. Like they do basic things like people, like, bathe and use deodorant. But that person, you know, that's basic things, basic hygiene, that's what I'm trying to say. So a person doing basic hygiene, they can say people shouldn't be obsessed with their looks. But it's okay.
Right, but I can't see that you took
hygiene.
A bath. Wait, but I can't see that you took a bath. I can't look at a video and see that you took a bath. I can look at a video and see that you put on makeup.
Right. And to me, it was just basic makeup because you said me in your comments because you didn't agree what I said in my comments saying you thought it was Barbie European makeup. And to me, it was just plain, just natural makeup to me. And she just, you can put on makeup and not be obsessed with your look.
If she just had on plain natural makeup, would I have been able to see that she had on plain natural makeup? Let me tell you something. White girls put in plain, normal extensions in their hair. That's why you can't tell they have on extensions, correct?
Yes.
If you can tell they got on extensions, can you? Do you think they're good ones?
Now, what you said now, will you repeat that?
If you can tell that a white girl got on extensions, do you think they were good extensions?
No, not if you can tell. Not if you can
right,
tell.
Right, same way with breast implants, right? Good natural breast implants are breast implants that look natural, and I don't know that they're fake, right?
Right, right, right.
If I know they're fake, they still may look good, but I can't turn around. Look, I corrected my ex-girlfriend live on my show. She was going off on she tired of seeing white girls get butt implants. My ex-girlfriend had breast implants and a tummy and the liposuction.
Mm-hmm.
So why would she be able to go off on white girls because they're getting butt implants when she wears weave and had breast implants?
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem with black women. They do shit like that. They complain about what somebody else does, but what they do is somehow nice. If I can look at you, now they couldn't tell that she wore weave because she was one of them high yellow cheeks. She looked almost white. Matter of fact, she used to lie to white people when she met white people and tell them she was Italian. That's how white she was. But all of a sudden, when she got around black folks, she was Miss Blackness.
Yeah, that's wrong to be switching racial teams. That's wrong.
That's what I'm saying. Right. There was, and she used to do that. I used to sit there and watch her around white people, tell them, "Oh, I'm Italian." Got around black folks, I'm the blackest thing possible. I was like, "The fuck? How did you do both?" So, but
yeah,
I called her on that. It didn't matter that she had good pussy and I was fucking her. I still called her on.
Right, right. And then the fat girl who was the prom queen, you said she should give it back, but to me she earned it. And you kept wondering, why in the world did they choose her? And I noticed they've been choosing, like, promoting diversity with the prom queens, like LGBT prom queens and different colors and sizes. So I thought, you know, she was a nice young lady. She was very articulate, and she was a very sweet young lady. So I had no problem with her, you know, being a prom queen because, you know, she was very ladylike and represented the school well. But you didn't agree with her being a prom queen.
But they were making fun of that girl, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
They were making fun of Gabrielle Sibide when they put her on the front of people. I don't understand why y'all don't see this.
They were reading the comments from all over the world making jokes about her. But, hey, she wasn't acting like a joke. She was at being a lady and being gracious.
Yes, but
yeah, she was being very ladylike and very intelligent. So she wasn't being a stereotype, not at all, not at all.
Yes,
not
she
at
is.
All.
Sitting there being that being and knowing that it's unhealthy. It's the same way of Gabrielle Sibide. Gabrielle Sibide carries herself well in public.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't carry herself well to a gym.
Right. Well, you know, that's the flaw we can see.
Let me ask you this. Say you know this guy, this guy abuses women, but
mm-hmm.
he's well-spoken. Would
mm-hmm.
you say, well, he's well-spoken?
Yeah.
He carries himself well.
Right. But that's a crime. He's committing a crime. Definitely.
Well, it's only if you turn it in. All I'm trying to say is when you take this award and you allow them to strut you out there and you know they're making fun of you, why would you do it?
Now you're trying to say the school was making fun of her or just the general
school was making fun of her. It was the equivalent of when they give the girl with Down syndrome the prom queen.
Now I have no problem with that, too, because I think that's
cool,
too.
I'm not saying that there's a problem. I'm just saying black women, stop allowing people to do that to you. The chick with Down syndrome doesn't know better. Do you understand? You just put black women in the same category as the chick with the chick that is mentally retarded. I hate to say it that way, but I'm looking for other words.
And the LGBT, they got the prom queen also. You know, they being diverse. But
they
make fun of them
diverse.
Too. They make fun of them too.
They're not being diverse. They're making fun of that person. Just like they made this one black boy, the prom queen. I'm not gonna have a problem talking shit about him either. They got this black boy with makeup on his face, and they named him the prom queen.
Yeah, because he's a transsexual, I guess, and so they just being diverse. Because
he's just a gay black dude.
Oh,
he's just one of flamboyant black dudes.
Okay. You know, they're just being diverse. You know. And,
no, they're just being funny. They love showing black men like that. Out of all the fucking people at the school, why was it a black man that's gay doing it? Why didn't they give it to a white boy? Their school is bigger. Just like they gave a fat black chick the prom queen. Why didn't they give it to a fat white one? You mean to tell me in your mind they couldn't give it to a fine black chick that could rival the fine white chicks who had been winning it? If you want to
They've got it, too. Yeah, I've seen that fine, beautiful black women have gotten prom queens.
Oh, wait.
Also,
if they give
yes.
a fine, beautiful black woman, do you think I would have made that video saying they're making fun of you?
Because they've got it, too. And some people didn't agree with it.
You didn't answer my question. If
what
they had
now?
Given that award, if they had given that award, if they had given the prom queen in Mississippi to a fine black woman, do you think I'd have made a video talking shit about it?
No, because you like the fine black women. Not at all. No, no, because you agree.
Everybody likes fine people. Why? That's the point of a prom queen. That was the point of a prom queen before. That's the point.
But see,
they're
trying to change. They're trying to change the definition. That's what I feel they doing. They changed the definition, giving it
that's
to the tranny, giving
today.
It to the
that's
mentally handicapped.
That's what's wrong with America today. That's what's wrong with America today, Debbie. We're changing the definition of everything. We're changing
it's
the
true.
Definition of what a family is. We're changing the
yes.
definition of what a good man is, a good woman is. We're changing the definition of what a hard worker is. We're changing the definition of what a boy is, a girl is. We're changing the definition of everything.
It's true. It's true because what was those definitions today is totally different from what those definitions were 100 years ago. So, yes that has changed, definitely.
So,
and that's
so
just the way American society is.
So do you understand that I'm just trying to have words actually mean something? Because even though people in the United States, and especially black folks, are ignorant to words, the people who are giving you the words and trying to help you change them know exactly what they mean. Words are powerful.
Oh, definitely.
And until we realize how powerful words are, we're going to continue to be victims of the words that comes with actions.
But you see it's something harmful, you know, that these definitions are changing. But I don't see it as harmful, as definitions are changing. That's just the way, I guess they call it progress. You know, it's going to happen, you know.
Is this progress that 70% of your black children are being born out of wedlock? Is this progress that black women believe that they can't find a good man because more than half of them are either on the down low, straight up gay, or in jail? Do you think this is progress?
Well, a lot of people do because I kind of a little bit because 100 years ago.
Don't do this. I said, do you think it's – we're not talking about a lot of people because a lot of people are on the phone. It's just you.
Yeah, yes, in a way, because 100 years ago, a lot of women couldn't raise children by themselves 100 years ago. They wouldn't be able. But today they can. So in a way, that is progress. A woman can run a household by herself. Well, 100 years ago,
she wouldn't be able to do that. Most of those women who are running a household by themselves are getting subsidized. So they can't do it now.
But I disagree. I definitely don't like that. They're getting subsidized. If they're doing it on their own, making their own money, that's fine. But, yeah, I disagree with them using the government to do
that. Okay, listen to what I just said to you. I said the majority of women who are raising kids by themselves are being subsidized.
Yeah, and I feel that's wrong. Yes, definitely. I feel that's wrong to use
it's not progress.
Subsidize.
Right, so it's not progress.
If she has a career and doing it on her own, that's fine.
But I'm saying that's not progress, and we also know that this harms the child. So why would we call it progress when we realize that the crime of men who are raised in homes by themselves and women, the crime rate is like 5 times higher? So we can't call that progress. I mean, you can. Like you said, you can call it progress, and you believe it's progress, and I understand. I allow you to think that. But the thing is, I think differently. And what I do is I use facts to tell you why I think a certain way. Everybody else is using emotion. You realize that the point that you were arguing was all on emotion, not based on facts. The point
I
was arguing with, anyone, any problem that you had to me was all based on emotion, like with the fat woman. I was telling you factually they're making fun of this girl. I was telling you factually that the prom queen was built and looked a certain way. Now they're not. Now, I'm not telling you they should be white. What I'm telling you is if you're going to give me a car that rivals a Lexus, give me one that looks like a Lexus, acts like a Lexus, has the same kind of and does a little bit more. Therefore, you can justify why it has replaced it. In order for the Japanese car to replace the American car, do you remember what it had to do?
Get better mileage.
There you go. So if we want to change the definition of something, usually change it for the best. Thank you, Debbie, for giving me a call. I hope that I was able to answer this. You guys see that? I give Debbie credit. She had a problem with me. She didn't sit and go off. It was really simple. And I'm going to continue to answer these phone calls. Hopefully they can get we can get good people talking and get this out of the way. 804-308, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Am I live?
Yes.
All right. My name is Rico. And I just wanted to start off by sort of, you know, before I get to, so I guess, my gripe or whatnot, I just start off with a little history of sort of how I came to know, this little, you know, situation with you and Tariq. I started following, not really following, I don't want to put myself out there like that, I'm not a follower, but I came aware of Tariq Nasheed about 2007, and basically through his platform, I came aware to you. I came aware to you when you were on Zoe Williams, and I think you were on Corey Holcomb a couple times. And so from there, I started, you know, following your platform and just seeing, because, you know, for men, it's not really too much outside of sports, not really too much entertainment or things that if a guy is wanting to look at something a little bit more thought-provoking, there's not too much of that on regular television now. So that's how I became aware to you guys. And just from my perspective on things, I really do think that for a lot of things, you know, I can't speak to a lot of it, but because I don't know personally, but for some of the things that you brought up in reference to Tariq Nasheed, it's kind of erroneous. You know, like the part you said that he's a pimp. You know, even in his last interview that he did on Combat Jack, where he detailed his history, he never said he was a pimp. He said he was around pimps. And that's how he sort of learned and things like that. He never said he was a pimp and had women out there like that. And then, you know, you spoke of the
Okay.
And I don't want to – I'm sorry, go ahead.
I call him the pro-black pimp because he – so let me get this straight. If I do a skit where I'm calling myself I don't know. Say if I do a skit where I'm calling myself whatever. If somebody called me what I call myself in that skit, are they wrong, or was I wrong for calling myself that in the skit?
I'll answer your question, but then I want to retort it or I want to rebut it. But I think, you know, definitely you're definitely wrong. If you're going to put yourself out there in a way, then if somebody then comes behind you and then uses that, then, you know, you got to be careful how you put yourself out there.
All right, go ahead. Now what's your question?
Now, what I'll say is, though, you know, that satire that you're talking about, you know, where he called himself a pimp, you know, this was, you know, maybe 10 years ago. And, you know, people evolve. Just like
hold on. Would you call that coon? No. What he did by his own definition, would that not be
coon? Yeah, definitely. It's very, I mean, it's not particularly funny. Wasn't funny to me. I mean, I'm a 38-year-old man, and, you know, I wasn't aware of it till I saw it on YouTube that you had posted, and I didn't think it was.
How can a man who does what he does call people a coon when you just said everybody evolves? Yet this man has no problem. He calls Stephen A. Smith a coon. He calls Charles Barkley a coon. He calls anyone a coon who does not agree with him.
Okay, but you didn't let me finish though. But what I was saying though, this is something he did maybe 10 years ago. So I think that 10 years ago, personally speaking, at 28, there's a lot of things that I did that I wouldn't do at 38. And
okay, I agree. But do you go around talking shit to the people who did the same thing you did at the same time you was doing it? Do you do that? Seriously. Imagine if I was gay. And now I'm not gay anymore. I realize being gay was wrong. How would it look if I went around calling other gay people faggots?
Now, it wouldn't look good, but again, I think that we glossing over my point. You know, this is something that you're using that to say that he's hypocritical, but that was done, he did that 10 years ago.
Wait a minute, okay, I used the exact same example. I said if 10 years ago I was gay, and today I'm not, how would it look if I was calling gay people faggots?
That would look pretty confusing.
Well, why do you keep saying that it was 10 years ago as if that makes it different? He's somebody who did that, so he should know how it feels to do that. So he shouldn't talk to people that way, right? Because if I used to smoke crack, and I know what it was like to smoke crack, shouldn't I be empathetic to crack smokers?
We talking about a satire skit.
Oh, my God! He got paid to coon.
Don't okay, and like I said, I didn't find it funny.
Stephen A. Smith is just on there giving his opinion. Stephen A. Smith ain't doing no satire. But you still call this man a coon. You can't even respectfully disagree with Stephen A. Smith. You can't respectfully disagree with Charles Barkley. You call them coons. And you think that's okay?
If that's, you know, if that's what his opinion is, I mean, that's why I don't see.
But his opinion falls under what he did. That's my point. You did what you're calling them out for.
So if using that same premise, because you were arrested in prison, or you went to jail however long ago you did,
exactly.
Then you can't pass judgment on people who've been to jail.
I don't. That's exactly why I don't. Got anything else, sir?
Honestly, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
So tell me what I've done.
I mean, you have plenty of videos up. I don't go by verbatim. I can't show you.
No. You can't keep saying, obviously, I do. Just tell me when I stood up there and made fun of somebody for going to jail and said he a bad person because he went to jail. Go on, tell me.
I mean, you have hundreds of videos, and you have.
Oh, then bring up one.
I'm not going to take time to bring that up.
Then don't
if you consider that a victory.
Then respect me and don't tell me, obviously, I do it. Take my fucking word for it that I don't do it, since you can't tell me the opposite. That's being fair, right? Because I've seen videos of yours
where you have come across and you have made comments about people who've been in jail and had situations where
they've been in jail. I made comment about what they did when they went to jail because they just killed somebody or just beat somebody. What you're saying makes no sense. Talk about when I brought up somebody's past that they went to jail is all I'm asking.
Like I said, you have hundreds of videos.
No, I do not.
I haven't done it.
My whole audience is telling you it's a lie. You're going to continue with that lie even though you can't disprove it. Let me ask you something. Would you go into court right now and say, that guy stole my money? And they said, do you have any proof? He did it. I know he stole it. And they was like, sir, if you don't have proof of it, please
I mean,
can you not respect me that much? I have dozens of people right now telling you that you're a liar. I'm telling you that you're a liar, and you're going to continue to say it yet not prove it.
Really, all you're doing is hijacking my comment. And I'm trying
to
have...
That's not true, sir. You're talking about me personally. Would you let me say something about you personally that isn't true and let me keep on talking? That's all I'm asking. If I told you, yeah, well, I caught you sucking dick the other day, would you let me keep on talking?
Man, please, because I'm so confident, I know myself, I don't really get into worrying about what another person says.
Wait,
high school, man.
Whoa. If that's the case, you wouldn't be on the phone right now. At 5 in the morning.
Because you said nothing against me.
Sir, if what you just said was true, then you wouldn't be on the phone with me right now.
How does that prove anything? Because you didn't say anything against me, so I don't even see how that.
You said I don't care what another person says about, especially about me.
No, so I don't. You've said nothing about me. This isn't about me. I'm not calling you about me. You asked me would I let somebody lie about me.
This is what you're saying right now. If somebody said something about you, you wouldn't give a shit. But somebody saying something about other people, well, I got to jump in on that conversation. Serious?
Yeah, if it's erroneous, yeah.
So if I lie on you, you won't care. But if I lie on Tariq, you got to defend him. That's what you're telling me?
I mean, if that's how you want to put it.
That's what you just said.
And then, like I said, I couldn't even get to my point because you hijacked it. That's what you do. You hijack it. You take things another. You take it down another route.
Because I'm not going to let you say shit that ain't true. Sir, we as black men, we as men, period, should be able to stick to a point and have that point. I just repeated what you said back to you. You laughed and then said, well, if that's what you want to say, no, nigga, that's what you just said. I didn't say it. You did. I repeated your words back verbatim. And then I hijacked your conversation. Once I said back to you what you said, you said I hijacked your conversation.
Instead of saying what I was talking about. And you took it down another route.
No, I didn't. You sit up there and said, I lied on Tariq. You said, I can repeat everything you said back to you. I listen very well, sir. It started when you said I lied on Tyreek.
I told you that he wasn't a pimp, and then you brought up the satire clip.
Right.
And then
if I lie on somebody, if I repeat what they said about themselves, what you should have said right there is, well, that makes sense, and we should have moved on to another point. I made a point right there, sir. You cannot get mad at me for saying the thing that you said about yourself. You can't. But your response was, but that was 10 years ago. That don't make sense. You still said it. So I gave you the example. If I went out and did something gay 10 years ago, can you still not call me gay?
That's, in this climate, this day and age, who knows what people, we're not even talking about that. We're talking about one particular thing.
Yes, and I disproved it by saying if he said that he was a pimp, then I should be allowed to call him a pimp.
I mean, but then again, we're talking about a satire. That was an act. That's almost like saying you're talking real life. We're talking about satire.
Was he acting when he said he wrote the books?
He never in the book. Never in the book did he say he was pimping.
Did he lie about what his books contain?
Did he lie about what his books contain? His books don't contain. The books that I read have not contained anything about pimping.
So why did he say it, but then post the actual?
That's like saying Denzel Washington in Training Day played a bad cop.
So what if I said I'm a radio show host? I got the number one radio show about sucking dick.
If the numbers bear it out, then that's a fact.
Right. So if he said that he writes the number one, he got a New York Times best-selling book about pimping. I'm sorry, the numbers bear that out, did it not? He had the number one best-selling book of New York Times, right? A New York Times bestseller. He didn't make that book up. That was a real book. He told the people that this is what it contains. Why would he say this? The only satire part was...
Because it was an act. There is no pimping in the book.
It's not an act if he's talking about his real book. He could have made up a fake name for the book. I've seen several people do this. What's his name? Dave Chappelle wouldn't write the actual name of his book. It'd be the made-up, the satire name of a book. Right?
And in that skit, he never put the name of his... you said he wrote a book about it, but he never, in that clip, he never said the name of the book.
Yes,
he said that he wrote a book about pimping in the clip. He didn't state the name of the book.
All right. Okay. Fine. So you got a problem that I said he's a pimp. Fine.
The whole thing of the situation. Like, I honestly, like you have said, I think you said somewhat, you're sort of joking with it or being facetious with it when he shouldn't have responded to you. And I totally believe that he shouldn't have responded to you because I do believe that, he's sort of on another level. He has another audience that he's at. And to respond to
you. You have a problem with me saying that he's a pimp and you're saying technically he's not a pimp and he never said he was. Do you have a problem with him saying my mother was a crack whore, or was that satire?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely, man. My mother passed when I was 14 years old, so I don't have any respect for that. Not at all.
Have you said this to him or have you heard anybody call his show and say it?
I haven't heard anybody call his show and say it. No, I have not.
Matter of fact, you have black people right now cheering him on, and what you heard a black woman earlier say how funny that skit was.
I mean, people are people are immature. They find laughter at things that are inappropriate a lot of times.
That's the reason I'm asking you. Do you understand that your biggest issue with me right now, and maybe there are more, and I'll let you get to it, but your biggest issue right now with me is that I called him a pimp, and you're saying he's technically not a pimp. That's your
It's been some other things that's kind of your argument that leads to it being disingenuous to me. Because if I could get back to where I was going, because in the time that I had – you know, sort of got on your platform and watched your videos and things like this, you know, this is like the fifth or sixth type of, I don't want to say beef because, you know, that's a whole different thing, but it's like this is like the cycle. You know, you get into these things with these individuals and, you know, it almost is like you serve to think, like, you know, what is the overall purpose of it? You know, because, you know, and even with this thing with, you know, Tariq, it's almost like you try to, you know, conjure up this thing. I mean, because that's another thing. You the one guy you that's calling in, I guess he's a caller to another show, and he's a caller to another show, and you say to him, why do you call these people when they have no respect for you? You call into the show, they don't have any respect for you. And my thing is, you know, you put out there that, you know, after he came to your house that day, that every phone call that you sent to him, every text message, you never responded. He never responded to you. So my thing is, as a grown man, if I'm trying to reach out to somebody and they're not responding to me, why am I even putting any energy into them? Well, it almost seemed like you felt extra disrespected.
But what energy was I putting into them? Let me ask you something. I still promote Tahuti stuff. I don't talk to Tahuti in a day at all.
The energy I'm talking about is the energy to reach out to a person. You say yourself that, you know,
I was reaching out to him every day. I was responding to people.
Nobody said that you were calling him every day. I'm saying.
I was calling him every month.
Okay, but I'm saying, though, but it was enough that you recognized that he wasn't responding to you because you said that you try to reach him for the Super Bowl
and he wasn't responding. Because I'm being a person who, if I say I'm cool with you, I reached out to Tim, I reached out to Soul, I let them all know that I'm doing certain things. And the reason I continued to reach out to him before I left California was because Zoe and Jeff were saying the same thing. Let's see if we can get Tyreek to do this again.
Okay, I understand that, but then, again, my thought is, you know, well, look, guys, he's not getting at me, so I'm going to fall back off of him. We can just do what we do. Because.
Okay, and what says I didn't do that?
Well, if you did that, I don't understand the venom that you have. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. You claim I got venom for this man. When this man called my mother a crack whore, I can't take y'all serious no more.
I'm not talking about
you
that.
What's the venom I have to do? What's the venom? Please tell me.
When you were throwing the jabs out, the critiques about his movie, and then it was like I said, it's obvious. Then you went you're still trying to promote it. You're buying his clothes and things like that. Giving it away. I think that's where your venom came from. Because you tried to almost buy into the friendship.
Rico, stop. Rico, I said, explain to me the venom. You said you critiqued his movie, you bought his stuff. Really? Please,
no.
That's not in the right chronological order.
What I'm saying is, after he's not responding to you, you say to yourself, you texted him about buying some merchandise, you bought the merchandise, and still, I guess he did something he spoke of that faceless dude. And then after that, you know, and then I did see the video where you had on this hat. And then, you know what I'm saying, once you found that he had mentioned the other dude, you slid to the side, took off the cooperate hat, and put on the Yankee hat. And that right there, that's like a little, you know what I'm saying? That's some emotional feeling involved.
Hold on, go ahead and explain what that's a little bit like.
That's some emotional feelings, man.
What should I have done when I now know for a fact that the Negro that I've been trying to be cool with and promote has no respect for me at all and what everything that people have been saying is true? What should I have done?
You should have recognized that when he wasn't responding.
Oh, okay. So by logic, what you're saying is if you didn't recognize your girlfriend had cheated and you finally found out your girlfriend or your wife cheated and you took the ring off, you was a bitch.
That's what you're saying, right? Once you realize, you should have knew it up front, right? That's what you're telling me, right? You should have known it up front, right? And if you don't know it up front, then you should go along with it because you'll look like a bitch, right?
No, I didn't say you should go along with it. I said once the man was not returning your phone calls, why not fall back? You said you did that.
Wait a minute. The whole idea of falling back, so what you're saying is this. I still didn't have an issue, and everybody kept trying to make an issue. So I was trying to kill the issue. But there's no issue.
Okay, there's no issue. I'm not saying that there's an issue, but again, if you're reaching out to whoever the person is.
I'm not reaching out to the man if I'm wearing a damn hat in my show, dude.
But this is what you said. You said that you were calling him. I don't know how many times you called him, but you said, this is all things you said yourself, that you were reaching out to the man. I'm not insinuating you're calling him 13 times a day. I'm just using the words that you said in the video.
So what are you saying? Okay, get to the crux of it. So what are you saying? I was a bitch and I should have known it earlier. What are you saying? Since you keep saying this and apparently I'm not getting it, tell me what you're saying I should have done that I didn't do.
Evidently, however many times, how often it was you reached out to him, one, two, or three times, he's not responding to you, then fall back.
He did respond. When I bought his stuff, he did respond. When he didn't respond after that, when I never said another word to him, never sent him another message, I never said anything. After you answered when I bought some shit from you and you didn't when it didn't have nothing to do with money, I didn't say shit else to him.
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, that's the thing I don't understand. That's where I said the venom came in.
The venom came in.
Seems like after you bought that and you tried to buy the friendship.
No, it didn't. I didn't try to buy no friendship, dude. If I was trying to buy a friendship, then that's what he was doing by donating to my movie, by your own fucking logic, right?
I can't say what he was doing. But wait.
But you can say what I was doing, right?
Because you said it yourself. You said that you were reaching out to him.
I didn't say that I was trying to buy his friendship. You are a liar. Either you apologize for saying something that you claimed you couldn't say about him, or just get off the phone. Just get off the phone.
Apologize.
You only have no respect. You just said something that if I said it to you, I'd say, you know what, that's fucked up. If I can't say it about one person, I can't say it about you. That's what I would have said to you.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about him because he didn't say it about me.
Then don't say it about me because you have no way I've ever said it.
You said that you reached out to the guy and he never responded to you until you sent him a text message.
You said I tried to buy his friendship. Either prove that I tried to buy it.
Again, I'm using your words. You said that you reached out to him. Again, I'm not insinuating how many times.
Oh, my God. Do y'all hear this?
I'm trying to answer the question. You trying to cut me off and holler.
I said either show how I said I was trying to buy his friendship. You said it. When did I say I tried to buy his friendship?
I never said that you said it, but the actions.
Wait a minute, what action? I just told you.
Will you let me speak or you still want to holler like a hair hat?
Rico.
Okay,
Rico, using your words, you said... Rico, enjoy being a fan, sir. Enjoy being a fan.
Oh, I love the anger. I love the anger.
I know, because you the bitch.
Nah, you the bitch. You the one screaming, not me.
Hey, you the bitch calling me? Guess what I got? Like, your boy, guess what I got? I got it on you. You called me, remember? I don't know you, Rico. You know what's going to happen when I hang up on you, nigga? I'll never know who the fuck you are, and neither will the world.
I mean, nobody knows who you
are. This nigga said I'm dead. You listen to that. You're the bitch. Nigga, you are calling me at fucking 5:15 in the morning. Who's the bitch? You calling me to defend another man at 5 in the morning. Who's the bitch? Let me ask y'all something. Would y'all pick up y'all phone at 5 in the morning to argue with another man about another man? I just got this question. If you have a problem, would you at 5:15 in the morning, 2:15 on the West Coast, call one man to argue about another man?
And then say, oh, I love the anger. What straight man loves the anger? What straight man loves the anger of a complete stranger? Only people I know who go to anger a man on purpose and they get off on it are women. Men don't like to piss other men off. Men don't go around saying, I'm really enjoying pissing another man off. And say it like he said it. Tyreek, your followers are really, really effeminate. He said, I love the anger. This nigga sound like Eartha Kitt. Rico, let me open your line back up. Do me a favor. Say my kid. Go on, say it, Rico. Since you're still on the line, go on, say it, Rico. Say my.
What's that again?
Don't say my kid. Since you believe that it's very manly of you at this point in the morning, and you got an 804 number, so you're on the East Coast, brother. So let me ask you. Why do you think that's cool to argue another man's point and then tell me I'm a bitch? You think that's cool? Go ahead and say it, Mark.
Because you get emotional with it. What are you,
arguing another man's point at 5 in the morning? You are arguing. You can't defeat that logic. Let's take emotional out of it. You are arguing another man's point of view at 5 in the morning. Let me tell you, Tyreek ain't even doing what you're doing, and it's about him. Oops.
What are you proving? You calling in about, you know, you want people to get on. You ask people that had issue with you call in. I'm building it. I never got to my point. You cut me off, hollered, got emotional.
You ain't gonna never get to your point when you sitting up there and not even answering questions. When you say that a man
I answered. What question did I answer? I answered all your questions.
I asked you a simple question, Rico. I asked you nicely. If you can say that I tried to buy this man's friendship, then he tried to do the same to me. You said I can't say what that man was doing. So I said, do me respect. Don't say that I was doing it. And you couldn't do that. Out of respect for man to man. I would sit up there and tell you, you was trying to buy some pussy. And you said, well, this guy went out and did the same thing I did. Was he trying to buy some pussy? No, he wasn't. But we did the same thing.
Because I said that, I'm going off of what you said, Tyreek.
I never said.
No. I am not saying that you said that you were trying to buy his friendship.
I never said I was trying to buy his friendship.
I know that. I said I'm going by your actions and what you said as far as the process what led up to this little friction. I never said that you said out of your mouth, I'm trying to buy this guy's friendship.
Listen, sir.
I know you did not say that.
Sir, there was no process that led up to this friction. And by your point, since I sound like a bitch, the man you're fucking taking up for told you to your face, I never liked that dude. I only hung out with him because of Zoe. I never liked that dude. I only gave him money because of luck he was struggling. I never liked that dude. His socks look bad. I never liked that dude. He had shimmering lotion in his bathroom. You think that all makes sense? You have no problem.
I didn't say that all made sense, but you're very emotional behind it.
No, dude. The person that got emotional was the man that got mad, and all of a sudden he never liked me from the time he met me. That would be the emotional person, sir, not me.
Oh, there's no proof.
Wait a minute. I got beef with Tyreek now. Have you ever heard me say the nigga ain't never been shit? Huh?
No, I really haven't. No.
No, have you heard me stand up here and say, Hidden Colors 2 sucks now? You ever heard me say that?
No, you haven't.
No, but you heard this man sit up there and tell y'all that the movie he donated to is now a scam, that I stole the money, that the struggle mansion that he went to, that he himself, out of his own mouth, said, it looked like I must be selling dope because it's so nice. Now he says it was a struggle mansion. The same man who said everything completely different, you ain't checking him on none of that shit. I ain't said nothing different. Call me on one thing I've said one day and that I ain't saying the next. Go ahead. Tell me where it looks like I'm being hypocritical in my dealings with Tyreek or Jason Black. Name one.
Like I said, that's not even where I was going. I said, again, through your actions, it seemed as though you were hurt behind it because, again, you were reaching out to him. He wasn't responding.
I wasn't hurt. I was hurt when the motherfucker sat up there and talked shit to me. It doesn't make sense. He talked shit
again,
to me.
But, again, if he wasn't responding,
you're lying. It had nothing to do with anything else other than what he said. You're lying. Don't keep on telling me it seemed like. Go look at the history. You can see it. This is a lie. You're not going to sit here on my show or any damn show and sit up there and keep saying it seemed like, because bitches say it seemed like. Men don't keep
up. But hold on, what's the lie, man? Because you keep cutting out sounding like a hair hat.
Sir, the facts show that I didn't have no damn issue with the man. The facts show this.
Exactly, but your issue was after the fact.
After he said something, and it was only about what he said.
And like I said, if he wasn't responding to you...
It was only about what... Oh, my, fuck, I'm not doing this. This is so stupid. This is so stupid. And these are black men. This dude just keeps on saying it. But remember, this is the dude that says, I love it when you're upset. You're being emotional. You seem like you were trying to buy his friendship. I'm pointing out, this other nigga tells you from day one, I never liked him. He tells you I've been phony from day one. But you got a problem with me. It seems like you were hurt. Yeah, I was hurt. Because a person who says they had a problem with me from day one, who thought I was gay but kept dealing with me, who thought I was broke, so he gave me some money, but he wanted back because I stole it? Then what you're saying doesn't make any sense. So this dude is able to say the most out-of-line, off-the-wall shit. But you're looking at me like, but look at you. Looks like you're upset because you even hurt your feelings. You're being emotional. Men have fed into this thing that being emotional somehow is a problem as a man when you're dealing with men, that men who fuck with you, men who fuck with your career, men who fuck with your money, this is okay. You shouldn't be emotional about it. Yet this same man says, well, you call him a pimp, and he's not a pimp. Do you understand that his biggest argument with me was you called him a pimp and he's not a pimp, and it looked like you tried to buy his friendship from your own words, well, by your own actions. Well, I don't mean by your actions. I mean, yeah, his actions was the same, but it looked like I tried to buy friendship with him, and it looked like he tried to use me for some reason, and by your own logic, Rico, but you won't acknowledge that. Rico won't say anything about the fact that a dude now says he never liked me, but he continued to hang around. You got more respect for that guy than you do for the guy who thought he was cool with somebody and realized he wasn't. But that guy, a bitch, because you were trying to buy friendship. What was he doing? Who gives $1,000 to somebody they don't like? Rico, I bet you won't call Tyree and say a word about him calling my mother a crack whore. You know what? I'm not even going to argue with y'all motherfuckers that's arguing on Tyreek's side. Because if you can allow this man to say something like that to me but claim that I'm emotional, this is stupid. There's no logic in any of these dudes. If you argue on Tyreek's side, don't just hang up. 214-845, because we're not going to sit there and do this whole Tyreek thing. At least I know the pimps who really in the street and the real dudes don't agree with him. How about that? Go ahead. 214. 214-845, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, 214.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing? Please don't call and argue. If you can, you can have a problem with me. Don't argue Tyreek's point, because I've realized that everybody that's arguing Tyreek.
Oh, I don't even
really
want to talk about the Tyreek thing. I'm burnt
please.
Out on it. I was just about to hang up the phone because I just really didn't want to hear that. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere, and it has no such thing.
Exactly. They're not even trying to make an argument and just actually say, okay, this is right, this is right. Because I concede every argument they make to me when they're right. But go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about your feelings towards black women.
Uh-huh.
And how do you – I know, Tommy, that your mom is African-American. But why do you want to lump us all in together and say we ain't shit? And when I hear you talk about black women and the way you demean them and put them down, that's not all of us. And whatever happened to the fact that when we know better, we do better?
Could I ask you a question? Did you hear the black woman earlier? Did you hear the, I think it was three black women who called in earlier who said, I love what you do? Did you hear any of them?
Sure. I've been listening since 1 o'clock.
Okay, so if they can listen to me and say,
that they love me. Would you like to talk to them and tell them, but you're a black woman? Would you?
No, Tommy, but when I'm listening to you and you slam some of these sisters, I mean, not that their behavior is not out of character, not that some of the things they do are way to the left, but whatever happened, okay, if you put these sisters down, how do you build them up? Because if we're constantly putting them down, if we're constantly telling them they ain't shit, and they've been heard this for 20 years, and they're 20 and they got six kids, who then steps in and tells them that there's still hope for them? And
Hold on. Wait. Well, first off, what you said is false. They ain't heard that they ain't shit for 20 years. They've heard that they were queens for 20 years. They've heard that no matter what they've done, they still are queens. This is what they've been saying. Second off, when have you heard me say all? Third off, how is it that I can have so many black female followers, but the ones who get upset try to tell me I should talk different and that I'm lumping all black women in? So let me get this straight, dear. You get to speak for all black women right now because that's what you're doing, because you're not acknowledging the fact that black women agree with me.
Well, can I bring up an issue that I was reading one day on your stream when you had this issue with Jill Scott, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the things that you were saying about her were shocking.
Okay, let me ask you something. Jill Scott used to retweet all of my stuff. She liked my stuff. And when girls used to get mad at her for retweeting it, she used to say, if it doesn't apply to you, don't get upset. It's harsh, but it's true. So she used to say that to her followers that used to get mad at her and say I was against black women. Yet when I said something that apparently bothered her, she sent me a tweet and said, your mother should be ashamed of you.
Yeah, I read that. I read that on the blog.
Wait. Hold on. Whoa, no.
Okay, I'm not. I'm listening.
Stop for a second. You can't talk around something. I'm telling you, this is where it started. You think this woman, who I do not know, should have brought up, and you know how black folks feel about their mama, remember? Because you just brought up my mama. So you know black women know how black men feel about their mama. So do you think it was okay for her to bring up my mama because she now don't like something I said?
No, Tommy. I'm not saying it's ever okay. Just like this dispute with you and this guy. Do I have to sit and just – it's like not knowing Tupac when he died. And I didn't know nothing about his brother until after his death, which was unfortunate for me. But once he's gone, I'm thinking to myself, wow, you got him and Biggie. These guys are genius. They're master of their craft. They didn't need nobody to really step in and help. Anytime you can write a song from the liquor store to the movie set,
but what does that have to do with me and Jill Scott? Please explain that.
Well, I didn't think it was necessary to... Okay, Tommy, I feel you. I've heard you. You were correct.
Jesus Christ. Every time somebody does something to me, my response is, y'all only have a problem with how I respond. This is, every call is the same shit. They can say whatever they want to say to me, but if I say something back, my response is somehow a problem.
Okay, well, Tommy, let me ask you this. You being who you are, is it necessary to really trip about this dude? Now, I understand
her
you're
being Jill Scott. Jill Scott, an Academy Award winner. Jill Scott, whatever she Grammy, whatever she's won. Do you think it was appropriate for her to say to me?
Okay, you say Jill Scott is an Academy Award winning person, blah, blah, blah. She done did blah, 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 blah. Jill Scott is a human being too, Tommy.
Exactly.
You forget
so treat
that.
Me like one.
Jill Scott ain't Jesus.
Do what you just said. Treat me like you just said Jill Scott was. I'm a human being as well, right? So don't try to ask me why did I respond to someone or why did I respond to this person. Give me the same pass you just gave Jill Scott. Is that not fair?
Okay. But tell me one more. Come on. One more. Why is it that you being who you are, you would trip about this guy, period? Now, I do understand this. When you talk about the family, then if he's a threat to your family, I understand that your first priority is your family. And your main priority will always be your family. But why feed this guy any type of energy? When somebody's coming up against you like that, and you see that they not only tripping with you, but then they bleed over into the family. Why not shut that down completely? Why entertain who he is, what he's about, what he said? Damn that.
Because I'm human. I'm not Jesus. I'm not God. Just like Jill Scott, I'm human. Is that
Tommy, are you being funny with the Jill Scott?
No, I'm not. Dear, if you said you've been listening to me since 1 o'clock, then you know I'm not being funny, because at 1 o'clock, I said the exact same thing, that when people are talking about me, whether they're big or they're small, I run into a problem where I always try to correct lies. Did you not hear me say that earlier?
Yes, I did.
So why would you say I'm trying to be funny when I just said, just like Jill Scott?
Because I thought you would say it just like Jill Scott. That's being sarcastic. I thought, well, it's so
let me tell you something. I've seen y'all not like it if somebody say something on y'all Facebook post, the majority of you black women, and y'all will go off if somebody disrespects you on your Facebook post. But y'all sit up here and think that I'm supposed to stay freaking silent when people are trying to ruin my business? Y'all don't even like it if somebody disrespected you at your job. Y'all claim that white women are easy and pushovers because they let their husbands and boyfriends sleep at night.
If you are a better man and you have a better plan, some things you don't even allow you to be in the midst of your energy.
So everybody else, how am I a better man when all I do is talk shit about black women and my mama's black, remember? You said this.
Tommy, but you do that a lot. You do it a lot.
So why would you expect me to be a better man?
I heard you talking one night too.
Okay, what I'm asking you is, dear, do you even know what kind of mama I had? Do you know if my mama killed my other brothers? You don't know. You just know she's black. And you think that makes her above reproach. This is what you're saying. You didn't call me and say, you know, your mother was XYZ. All you said was my mama was black.
Tommy, there's substance there. I don't have to know your mother to know that she raised a fine young man. I am saying to you, brother, with the substance that you have, why do you direct your energy in the area that you do? I don't have to know who your mother was, whether she was on the usher board or she was in the penitentiary.
That what you're saying is not fair.
That what you're saying is not fair.
Because if you look at a football player, his name is Willis, plays for the 49ers. His parents wasn't shit, and he'll tell you, yet he's a great young man. You cannot say that because somebody grew up to be a good young man that they must have good parents. That's not right, and you know it. There's several.
No, Tommy, I'm saying there apparently had to be substance there. You know, damn well these kids are having.
You cannot do this. You cannot do this. You
cannot
do this. You
don't know their mother or their father.
You cannot do this.
When you hear the saying about the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, that's what the hell it means. The bottom line is had your mother and your father not deposited. You wouldn't be able to do what you're doing. It's really this simple. And I know you understand that. I know you're intelligent enough to understand that. But if you just had no substance, then what would you be?
Who can do that? Who can talk and not even take a breath? Talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. This is why black women are losing. This motherfucker just kept on talking. Do you know these bitches have never said, if you a good person, that means your daddy did a good job? When is the last time you heard any one of these bitches say, well, your daddy had to do a good job. You grew up to be a good, fine gentleman. Listen to this shit. She had to be a good woman. You're a fine gentleman. Well, if I'm a fine gentleman, you wouldn't call complaining. You pick and choose what you like. To fit your argument, I'm a good dude. This is why even though Tupac was saying, even though you was a crack fiend, mama,
You always was a black queen because he had to appeal to bitches like this. You're a jackass when you sit up here and you tell me your mama had to be a good woman because you're an upstanding man. And she failed to mention the fact that I had a father. She failed to mention the fact that I had a stepdad. I had uncles. Mm-mm. Your mama. If your mama, and she said, I said, it doesn't, you don't care anything about what my mama did. She said, if you grew up to be a fine man, she had to do something right. This is the black woman's argument. This is why I have no respect for the majority of black women. That this woman, and she sounded like an older black woman, not a kid, not 20. She sounded like a woman in her late 40s, probably early 50s, who got on this line to tell me that because you sound like a respectable young man, your mama had to do something right. Not a man around me could have done a damn thing. We would never, ever, ever say to a person, well, yes, your dad used to molest you, but you grew up to be a senator, so by their logic, Oprah, who was raped by a family member, grew up to be Oprah, so she should thank that family member. By her logic, he couldn't have done too bad because she wouldn't have grew up to be Oprah. Couldn't have been too bad. This is, I'm telling y'all, this is what she just told me. But we would never fix our mouth to say that you got to give credit to somebody who fucked you over. The only people that get this type of blanket respect are black women. Black women. Y'all heard it here, and y'all hear it on every show. And all they're going to say is, but he yelled over people. Because I'm not going to sit here and allow you to talk to my audience ever. You, Rico, or any of you stupid motherfuckers who stay on the line this late to say some shit that you would know is ignorant. You know it's ignorant to say, well, you seem respectable, so your mother gets the credit. What? But this other thing, you seem emotional. That's why Tyreek set up under a desk with a puppet, because you seem emotional. You seem to be hurt that you couldn't find friendship. That's why he got on damn video and called my mother a crack whore. I'm the emotional one. I'm the emotional one. I never paid somebody to make this long-ass intro to a coon roast. But I'm the emotional one to where I got to pay somebody to do a voiceover. But I'm the emotional one. That's me, right, Rico? I'm emotional. I'm the one who sat around and said, this nigga look moist. I'm the one who sat up there and said, this nigga has shimmering lotion in his house. I'm the one who sat there and said, this nigga live in a struggle mansion. You right. I'm the one who said I gave somebody $1,000 because I thought they were struggling. But now I want my money back because they stole it from me. Right, Rico? That shows how emotional I am, and he's very stable. Got it. I'm going to answer two more phone calls, and then I'm going to leave y'all alone. 402-714, you on the air?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What is your issue with me?
It's, I don't know if anybody addressed it, but I've been listening for about an hour or two, and I was just wondering, you did talk about Dr. Frances Russell Wilson, and I was just wondering, what was her issue with you?
What did I say about Dr. Frances Wilson?
He was talking about a hairline.
What did I say about it?
I'm sorry. You said, shouldn't Tariq talk about a hairline?
So I was talking about her hairline by saying, shouldn't Tariq?
No, you was addressing that somebody should talk about her hairline since he talked about yours.
I didn't say somebody. I said he should.
Okay, well, why would you even want to say something about that lady like that?
I didn't say nothing about that lady that wasn't true. I said, if this dude has a problem with hairlines, well, one of the people that he say he enjoys and wants other people to listen to has the same, has a hairline that would be considered like the one he put in his video. So shouldn't she hear how he feels about hairlines is what I said. Why do you keep saying like I this, talked about the woman?
Because you brought her up. Why would you even bring her up in this y'all beef?
Okay, let me ask you something. Wait. Did you ask him the same question when he brought up my mother?
No, you said, which means no.
You said, which means no.
Okay, and hold on, I said no, and you know why? Because I seen a video of you saying you could talk about my mother, just don't talk about my kid. He didn't talk about your kid. You said this out your own mouth.
Stop it. Sir, stop what you just did. I cannot believe you just said what you said.
Did you not say that?
I cannot believe you just said what you just said. Listen, if he can call Stephen A. Smith a coon, then I can bring up this woman and say, why aren't you talking about her hairline, by your logic? There's nothing that
house
would...
After all she's done for the black community and try to fight white supremacy, how can you talk about her and Stephen A. Smith is not talking about her?
By your
you're
logic,
suggesting
I can't
somebody
bring up
talk
that
about
got
her.
On,
you're
I can't
suggesting
bring up
that
she got on.
You're implying
this is stupid
somebody.
What y'all are saying. Y'all are trying to make a problem out of something that wasn't a problem. You're trying to make a problem out of something that wasn't a damn problem. This is bullshit. Then you're trying to justify him talking about my mom. Listen, sir, fuck you.
Now you're mad.
Do y'all hear these stupid son of bitches? Well, I mean, he can say what he says about your mom, but he brought up Francis Chris Rubin's hair. I'll each and every one of you niggas walk out in the street and get hit by 8 buses. And I promise you, if I woke up and saw that it happened, I would be so happy because the world would be a better place. The world would be better without you niggas existing. You niggas ruin the black community. You do. Tyree, his followers, all y'all ruin whatever this quote-unquote black community is. You ruin it. At least the Jews were smart enough to get rid of the ones that was fucking them up before they were able to go forward. We as black people are not willing to get rid of stupid motherfuckers like this dude who just called in and said, well, what he said about your mama shouldn't be a problem. But you bringing this woman who's done so much for black people, who most of you motherfuckers didn't even know who she was. Most of you people didn't know who she was until the black authority told you who the fuck she was. Show me the videos these niggas was making about Francis Cress Welsing, and thank you for the things you've done for black people. Go ahead, show me. I want all of y'all to go and Google, Facebook, and YouTube the videos that were made by the black authority, giving her credit, the videos that was made by the niggas that's talking shit about me. Go and find them. Go find the videos of where they was praising this woman. Go ahead. Go show the videos of where they was talking about let's raise money for Frances Cress Wilson so she don't have to work. Go find the video where they were saying, hey, Frances Cress Wilson is going to be speaking in your town. Let's make sure we go. Go find any of it. Then I will believe that these people was outraged about this woman. And lastly, sir, who was on the line, 402, you notice how they don't have no problem talking shit about Jesse Jackson? So let me get this straight, sir. You can talk shit about Jesse Jackson all day long. Put up videos about young men disrespecting Jesse Jackson all day long. You can call Clarence Thomas a coon all day long. Last I checked, Al Sharpton was right there in history. But you can say whatever you want to about him.
These are the type of niggas that's following me, talking shit.
I can't believe you said what you said about her. I mean, it don't matter that man said something about your mama, but you said something about somebody we don't know.
Do y'all know these the same niggas that call people coon, but got up and talked about how much they love? I forgot the poet's name. What's the woman's name who just died a little while ago, the poet? Somebody give me the black woman, the black female poet who just died. Maya Angelou. Guess who Maya Angelou married? Two of Maya Angelou married two white men. Now, why is it that she escapes the coon or the Negro bed wench or any of these titles? Why was this never brought up? Why nobody said she must have hated her daddy? Black men, if you don't learn nothing else, you better learn that it's easy for people to talk shit about you, and no one gives a crap. They talk shit about black men, no one gives a crap. Let me tell you what Tyreek didn't do. He didn't go and do nothing about the dude that wrote the book claiming that Malcolm X was gay. Did any of y'all go fuck with that guy? Did any of y'all go say, how dare you disrespect an icon? Did any of y'all go say any of this shit when they talked about Martin Luther King sleeping with white women? Any of y'all disappointed by this? Any of y'all go and stalk the person who said this? Oh, really? You didn't? That's odd. Let me tell you something. Go show my video to Dr. Frances Cress Welsing and let her tell me that what I said about her was somehow offensive. Because if y'all believe that it's offensive that me saying, if he has a problem with hairlines so much, why is he not talking about this woman who he wants y'all to listen to? But he doesn't say don't listen to her because she's got a bad hairline. She's got the exact same hairline that he put up on this picture of Maurice White. I have no idea how it's okay to make fun of my hairline, but to not have a problem with hers. I'm not going to sit up here and talk shit about a dude dating a white woman, and then I sit up there and got a white woman. I don't think that's right. I'm not going to talk shit about one dude that has a white woman. Here's what makes no sense. I did the same thing to Jason Black when he sat up there and said, I got a white woman. Yet in his video, on his movie, quote unquote, he got a half-breed dude that's with a white woman. So did y'all notice they never had a problem with me bringing that guy up as an example of Jason's hypocrisy? Did y'all know Jason never made a video talking about he's talking bad about this black man? That black man sitting there with a blonde on his arm, straight up blonde. This man, Jason Black, tells you that he got a problem with me having a non-black woman. And yet he put in his video and tell y'all need to listen to the half-breed dude with a white woman. He never made a video talking about some he disrespected the black man. So black men, listen to what's going on right here. Your ass can be disrespected at any point in time, and no one gives a crap. I have a history of saying this person who's your friend is doing the same thing that you claim you have a problem with me about. But y'all gonna pick this one woman as if this is the first time I've ever done it. If you're being a hypocrite, you're being a hypocrite. You're being a hypocrite when you're fucking with the fact that you're making fun of my hairline and everybody laughing, but then you want to turn around the next day and say, go listen to this woman. You're being a hypocrite if you can make fun of my hairline but not hers. If hairlines are to be made fun of, then you can make fun of the hairline. Or either you don't. That was my point. So y'all can make it say whatever you want to say. You know you're lying, and it's this fake-ass Negro outrage. You don't mean what you're saying, because if you did, you would have been on Tyreek saying, you shouldn't say nothing about it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.